USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks with powerful winds and torrential rain. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
fortunately, these states have all been very well prepared and able to deal with it. It's still hitting North Carolina there, the Cape Hatteras area. It's a Category 1, but the storm surge is operating more like a Category 4, so it's still quite a dangerous event.
The storm continues to move northeast at 17 miles an hour. The government's August job report falls short of some people's expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A Seattle woman is pleading not guilty in connection with the Capital One data breach that exposed the information of more than 100 million customers. Paige Thompson pleaded not guilty to federal wire fraud and computer fraud charges in a U.S. district court on Thursday. A former entertainment news show host is getting a second chance. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
open that door and let me back in.
3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, life is about second chances.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In what some consider a controversial move, tributes to some Confederate heroes are being taken down. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
As the United States prepares to celebrate Grandparents' Day this Sunday, research is showing that more and more of them have become primary caregivers of their grandchildren. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Nationwide, 2.7 million grandparents are raising their grandchildren. Due to a variety of issues like financial hardship, addictions, incarceration, domestic violence, or divorce, an estimated 5.8 million children are now living with their grandparents. Many of these grandparents have their own limitations, including living below the poverty line or a health issue. A number of states have recognized this social change, offering monthly subsidies to kinship families to help grandparents with the financial burden. One source from your state may be temporary assistance for needy families, or you can check out benefitscheckup.org and type in your zip code.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.